First John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4 verse 10. Think of it, way back there, almost 2,000 years ago, when John was on the scene, he was telling them of false prophets. Since that time, they, false prophets, have multiplied, and there is a legion of them today. It shows how we need to trust God in these days so that we won't be pushed aside or lose the victory. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. 1 John 4 verse 2. The phrase come in the flesh means that he is a man, but to come in the Spirit means he is God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. 1 John 4:3. In the New Modern Version of the Bible, that fact is contradicted over and over again. They take out almost every place where it speaks of the Son of God. There are many Antichrists making way for the great Antichrist that is coming. We see things in this world that mighty educated men do not see. We have seen the glory of the Lord and the wonderful crown and place he has given to us. How can we be of the world? We have had a glimpse of heaven and we have sailed away. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. 1 John 4 verses 4 and 5. How gently he talked to his little children. Verse 4. The world does not hear us because we are from another country. Verse 5. We have another life which is from heaven and is not of this world at all. Of course, the world does not understand our language. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John 4 verse 6. Yes, we can see error a mile off. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4 verse 7. We are sure of one thing, love is of God. This unfeigned love is one fruit that cannot be mistaken or counterfeited. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4 verses 9 and 10. This is love in action. What have we given? We would never have loved God if he had not first loved us. Let's let our love be in action, doing good, serving one another, and living for one another. Someday, because of what Jesus did for us in his love, we are going to see this wonderful one who died on the cross, and we will be glad for every little thing that we have done in love. Little things done in the name of the Lord and with a heart of love will not be without a reward from the Lord. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John 4, verses 11 and 12. We know we are in Christ, and that the Spirit dwells in us. We are walking in the Spirit and learning the Word. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. 1 John 4, verses 13 through 15. It seems as though the Spirit in John emphasizes over and over the phases of love we are to manifest to one another. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John 4, verse 16. Think of it, we dwell in God. That is the way our love is manifested, and the way he would have us manifest this love. He is living in us, and we are living in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. Oh, what John says to us is so wonderful. As Christ is, so are we in this world, not only as he was on this earth, but as he is now. That glorified life of his is ours right now. He wants us to manifest it and show it out in this world, this wonderful love of Christ. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4, verses 18 and 19. If we fear, we do not love. When we get to the place where we do not fear and know we are dwelling in God and he in us, then we are going on from strength to strength. If you love God like that and believe he is your Father dwelling in you, you have no fear about tomorrow or next year. You believe he is coming and you are looking for him to take you out from everything in this world. The early Christians, those who died at the stake, were beaten and thrown to wild beasts. They loved him that way. They could have saved their lives, but they said, "Thy yoke is easy and thy burden is light." Matthew 11:30, paraphrased. If a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? 1 John 4, verse 20. You cannot hate your brother and say you love God. We are to see God in our brother and love him, because God is in him. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. 1 John 4:21. This word is from God, and we are to take a hold of it if we want that place with him. We can't just say it with our lips. The fruit has to be manifested. I know that when we think of all the divisions between the sons of God, because they are not all walking in the light and some are in error, we cannot love them all alike. While we have sympathy for them and pray for them, yet we cannot love them as dearly as the ones who are going on. This new life loves the people of God.